and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Durban family says it's been left shaken by the murder of a relative in northern KZN. Sandile Zulu's body was recently found near Ladysmith after he went missing in Freyhead. Authorities say the 43-year-old had been shot multiple times. Police say they managed to locate Zulu's relatives last week, who were called to identify his body on Friday. A sibling who requested to remain anonymous says Zulu left behind three children, including a two-year-old girl.
My brother's older daughter is devastated as she had discovered in January that Sandile was his biological father. They were at a stage mending their father-daughter relationship. She was still excited about changing her surname to her dad's.
KZN Transport says it's awaiting preliminary reports into two crashes that claimed seven lives over the long weekend. Yesterday, five people died after the car they were in lost control and collided with a concrete drain in Cato Ridge. It's understood they were on their way to a local clinic. In another incident on Friday, two people were killed in a head-on collision on the N2 near the Tugela River. The department's Ndabezi Nhlesibiya says Prince Mxolisi Tembe and his friend Sihle Mthembu had been travelling to Umkhanyakude.
He was from the Tembe family, the Tembe Traditional Council.
In other news, police are offering a 350,000 rand reward for any information on three missing constables. Qebekhulu Linda, Giamogetswe Baiz and Boipelo Senoge were last seen 5 days ago at a petrol station near the Grasmere Toll Plaza on the N1. They'd been travelling from Bloemfontein to Limpopo for deployment at the time. Yesterday, National Police Chief Fani Masemola met with the team probing the trio's disappearance as well as affected families in the Free State. Police spokesperson Kamogelo Mogotsi says the search has been intensified across provinces.
These are highly valued members of the South African Police Service. We call on the community to assist law enforcement. No piece of information is too small. These are our colleagues, our sons and daughters, and we must act as one in ensuring their safe return.
And abroad, Israel's Prime Minister has arrived in court to testify in his long-running corruption trial in Tel Aviv. Benjamin Netanyahu is accused of accepting bribes in exchange for helping a Hollywood producer with personal and business interests. He's denied the allegations, calling them a witch hunt. And North Korea has confirmed for the first time that it sent soldiers to fight for Russia in the war against Ukraine. State media in Pyongyang is reporting troops have made an important contribution to the efforts. Intelligence from the US and South Korea previously reported around 12,000 have been deployed. Your top story, a Durban family says it's been left shaken by the murder of a relative. Sandile Zulu's body was recently found near Ladysmith after he went missing in Freyhead. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.